Sun. Good to have you here. I'm Steve Gerber. Lovely having you along for the ride. My next guest, Dr. Lauren Wright, associate research scholar and lecturer who teaches the presidency and executive power at Princeton University. Dr. Lauren Wright, how are you? Good to have you here, and appreciate you being along. So there's some big changes as far as who's going to be out front for the administration when it comes to the talking points. Sarah Sanders was a very strong press secretary. Lover or hater, she was unflappable. When she left, Stephanie Grisham came in from the First Lady's PR position. She's going back to that now. And Kayleigh McEnany, who I quite like and we all quite like and have worked together for the last couple of years, is taking over for the White House. To me, it means the White House is shifting back to a very aggressive stance as far as press secretary goes. Lauren, what do you think?
I think it's the part that I think a lot of people find troubling is there has to be some separation between the White House and the Trump 2020 campaign. And a lot of people see Kayleigh McEnany as a Trump defender, no matter what she says, and they want to see some kind of institutional separation there. But it's possible she'll change her tune and she will adopt more of the formal posture of a press secretary like Sarah Sanders did. So we have to see what's to be there. But I do think it's an uphill battle for the White House, who's constantly trying to get more credibility. This makes that a little bit tougher.
I don't think the White House has any credibility issues at this point with the daily press briefings. I find that hard to believe.
The president's approval ratings?
Okay. Yeah, they're the highest they've ever been on Real Clear Politics on the average. They're the highest they've ever been right now.
Hold on. Barely over 50%.
They're the highest they've ever been. They're higher than when he was first elected in 2016. And the Democrats have just put up a guy that doesn't even know where he is half of the time. Donald Trump will win in a landslide come 2020. November 3rd. Mark my words, it's a guarantee. Plus, the idea that the press secretary isn't a political animal that's part of the West Wing, that's part of the administration, is silly. Of course, Kayleigh McEnany is a Trump defender. That's what her job is.
That's true. I mean, you might be right. And I have not been someone all along who has said that Trump's not going to win. I think he has a very good chance of winning. I just think that, like you said, if the administration is trying to hang on to this approval that they seem to be getting, it's very high among Republicans. It has really not moved among Republicans or Democrats. They have to be cognizant of the fact that Kayleigh McEnany is a risk. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe it'll be a risk that pays off. But I think a lot of people in a second, you know, going into a second term as an incumbent president would like to adopt the formal cloak of an incumbent and like to, you know, emphasize the formal structure of the White House. That's not what this White House does. Maybe it'll pay off. Maybe it won't.
I guess we'll see what happens with Kayleigh McEnany. She's very positive, very upbeat, very unflappable as well. She's not Sarah Sanders, but I think she will do exceptionally well in this new job.
It's a tough job.
It's a tough job. The latest numbers, CNBC has the approval ratings for the president at 50%. Fox News at 51%. Harvard has it at 50%. Some other polls are lower, but the president has done quite well during this crisis. And it's strange to me that with the numbers and the models failing every day in New York, New Jersey, Michigan, the doom and gloom crowd seems to be cheering for more body bags. It's weird to me, but the Trump administration standing up to a worldwide pandemic in a way that nobody could have predicted, and I think that that does pay off for the rest of the year. I think that they're going to come out strongly at the polls, and I think that Kayleigh McEnany will be the one taking the lead.
There's a few different things happening here. The first thing that's happening is that we know that Americans don't always reward presidents for what they should, which is preparedness instead of disaster response. So you're right that President Trump will probably get the benefit of the doubt no matter what happens with the pandemic. It's also true that I could have predicted for you that an inexperienced celebrity coming into office like Trump did with no political or military experience would not have stood up to a disaster this well and would not have been prepared. I am not surprised at all that there have been major issues from the start. With that said, a lot of other executive leaders have had issues too. And as
it's interesting to me, Lauren, that you take shots at the president when in fact the stockpile being depleted goes back to Barack Obama. The fact that we haven't prepared for a pandemic goes back to the George Bush administration. The fact that America has ignored all of these issues. Hold on, let me finish. Hold on. Because the fact of the matter is this president was dealing with a CDC who on January the 16th was presented with a test. The CDC said, no, we will develop our own test. That took more than a month to get done. And then all the results had to go to Atlanta, Georgia. We had an archaic system that did not work and failed not just this president, but this country. And this president has done things that nobody else could do to bring together the leaders of industry, the titans of industry, in a way that we have not seen since World War II. He will be rewarded for that because he has done a damn fine job.
Okay. He came into office, he promised to shake up the system and to do away with all of these bureaucratic inefficiencies. He did not. He did not do that. And I know you know he didn't do that.
He's gotten rid of regulations 3-1.
To the public. But hold on, I let you finish. The messaging to the public was, it's another Democratic hoax. It's going to disappear like a miracle with the seasons. We're going to see it.
That's not what he said, Lauren. Come on, you're better than that. You're better than that. You know that's been debunked. You're better than that. He did not say the virus was a hoax. What he said was, the way the Democrats were phrasing and saying what he was doing was a hoax. He never said the virus was a hoax. You know that, and so do I. Come on.
It's the new Democratic hoax.
Yeah, it is a new Democratic hoax. The way they were talking about the way he was dealing with the virus, not the virus itself. You know that it's been debunked six times
really
by Snopes and everybody else.
Even the far left
website Snopes has debunked that as being garbage for what it is. You're better than that. I know you're better than that, Lauren. And this president, has he had difficulties along the way? Who wouldn't? Do you really think that we'd be in better shape today if Hillary Clinton was president? No, nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks that Hillary Clinton would do a better job here. And Joe Biden would be at nap time right now. You know, he'd be having his milk and graham crackers.
I'll be the first to say it. I'm not a Joe Biden defender. I'm not a Trump defender. But I will tell you that research has shown over and over and over again, and you can see it, by the way, in the Democratic House of Representatives right now, which is the least politically experienced we've had in history, that political experience and government experience pay when you're dealing with national issues that cannot be dealt with at the local level.
I don't believe that there's I don't believe there's been a candidate on the Democrat side in 2016 or today that would have handled this in a better way. When the swine flu came through in 2009 and 10, this country, we had what, 16,000 fatalities, several million people were sick. That government, that administration, Barack Obama, did nothing, nothing, and didn't even declare an emergency until 16,000 people had died. I'll give you the last word.
I just have to say, I find it really interesting, and I'm saying this as someone who's personally a Republican. I've worked in California Republican politics. When Republicans' only defense is, oh, but the Democrats did such a crappy job, look what they did. That is not a good defense.
They left the coverage empty, Lauren.
Is, look what we did.
They left the coverage empty.
You can't just blame the other person.
Barack Obama depleted the national strategic stockpile, his administration, without restocking it. That's kind of a problem. And I'm
not
a Republican.
That's not about Trump's
performance. And I'm not a Republican.
We're talking about Trump's performance.
I got to run. Dr. Lauren Wright, always appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. As always, it's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra third year of warranty. That's far and away an industry-leading warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is built in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Sales event ends March 31st.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.